The product presented today stands out thanks to the clearly visible Polish flag on the packaging and is adorned with the caption, "Designed in Poland." I wonder what was actually designed here in our country. The logo? Nevertheless, there's nothing to complain about. The price is low, just 60 zlotys, and it allows you to breathe new life into an old TV that's incompatible with the modern aerial signal standard. The set is complete. It even includes an HDMI cable and batteries for the remote control. It also has SCART and RCA outputs, just in case you have a really old set-top box. It can receive MUX1, MUX2, MUX3, MUX4, MUX8, supports 16:9 and 4:3 aspect ratios, teletext, parental controls, and multimedia playback from USB. And all this with a power consumption of no more than 6 watts. The set is complete. It even comes with batteries, which is handy, especially when the set-top box is bought by someone less tech-savvy who might not remember such details. The set-top box is very light, though what catches my eye more are the inscriptions on the back of the casing. Made in PRC. Well, yes. I wonder what that Polish flag meant. PCB marking, GX6705, S16817KV2.1, 2025-0409. There is a single board. The power supply is integrated with the low-voltage section. As standard, we have one main microprocessor, flash memory, separate printheads, and a display controller, probably something similar to the TM1650. There is nothing else on the underside of the PCB. The power supply is based on the S7133S, implemented in a flyback topology, providing 5 volts. The display is controlled by the FD650BS. I have already discussed a similar chip. The photo also shows converters generating 3.3 volts and 1.7 volts, I assume, from 5 volts for the microprocessor. Next to the main SoC is a flash memory chip with an SPI interface in an SO8 package. The main chip is the GX6706S5, GX6706. I decided to desolder it and flash the memory via CH341. Neo Programmer does not recognize exactly which IC it is, but it reads its JEDEC ID, C46016, which indicates a size of 4 megabytes, and is able to read its contents correctly. Backup. There is still a chip from the printhead left. I cannot identify it. 4110A009. That's basically it. The device works, you can change the language, etc. I'd have already analyzed the flash memory from the GX6706 in a separate thread. Internal components, an analysis of the DVB-T2, HEVC, DVB-T005, SH Shark decoder's flash memory. It's similar here. You can extract the file system. Sample files, DVB, theme/gpio.xml. This looks like pin configurations, including those for the FD650. This is the configuration of the front panel itself. I can see two options here, FD650 and 1642. I wonder what the second chip is. Keymap.xml. This looks like the remote control buttons. IPTVservers.xml. IPTV server URLs. I don't know how the local link is supposed to work for them. After all, it's a LAN address. Perhaps it's a remnant from production testing. The second link to Pastebin doesn't work for me either. It shows a 404 error. CityList.xml, a list of cities, but for what purpose? The language subfolder contains translation files, e.g. polski.xml. I've shortened the content. The full version is 43 kbytes. Also in lib/firmware is the gxlowpower.fw file, which is a mere 8 kb in size. It appears to be a program for the 8051, for standby mode, with GX. It supports a 7-segment display, shows the time, and responds to wake up via a button or remote control. To sum up, I hadn't planned this, but I've essentially come across a clone of what I've already presented. Another GX6706, just like in the DVB-T005SH Shark. For this reason, I've shortened the description a bit, as it's enough to simply refer to the previous post. One of the more interesting touches here was probably the Polish flag on the packaging, which I'm not quite sure what it's meant to signify. Is it some sort of creative marketing along the lines of, we import devices from the PRC, stick a flag on them and sell them? I don't know. I'm not familiar with the business side of electronics.